Thanks again, as always, just for having us on this panel and for the opportunity to speak to this audience, and particularly to the conference organizers for having a virtual option for the speakers this year. I'm sure that was a tremendous lift, and you know, I appreciate it and hope it's not required in the future, certainly. So thank you. So very quickly, and I'm happy, as always, to spend more or less time on any point, but I will try to be mindful of the time. So the typical policy is really intended to directly replicate what a seller would give in an indemnification provision tied to its reps and warranties in the agreement. So in the sort of ideal scenario, you will have an insurance company truly stepping into that indemnity obligation, where the seller will continue to make all of the typical reps and warranties they would make. They will disclose against those, as is, you know, in the traditional manner. But instead of then indemnifying breaches of the reps that they've given, the insurance company will fundamentally step in. So I don't think we need to spend a ton of time on that. I think slide 4 depicts that well, but obviously we can pause and talk about more there, but I think we can probably dispense with that and get more into the meat.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about the annual update. What are you seeing in premiums and costs that can be expected by the buyer?
Yeah, absolutely. The market has been going through a period of some transition from sort of a buyer's market on the R&W side to more of a seller's market. The volume of transactions is such that, you know, carriers have really started to be able to pick and choose the deals that they like versus merely the deals that they feel they're capable of writing. And as a result of that dynamic and others that I'll touch on, we have seen pricing steadily increase, you know, not beyond historical highs, but really approaching and being sustained near historical highs at a minimum. So for a typical, you know, spend right now, if you are looking at a $100 million transaction, hypothetically, with a $10 million rep and warranty policy, you know, replicating a seller's 10% escrow, the typical spend is probably anywhere from 3.5% to 4.5% of the limit, of the $10 million limit. So meaning $350,000 to $450,000 in baseline premium. We have seen a few carriers steadily quoting at higher rates than that, and not surprisingly, a few carriers steadily quoting at lower rates than that. In general, that is more expensive than what we saw in the first half of 2020, what we saw prevailing in 2019, and probably, you know, is without precedent until we go back to the 2016, maybe 2017 time period. But all of that is just to say pricing is really, you know, in line with historical norms. It is significantly higher than the pricing lows that we reached, you know, maybe 18 to 24 months ago. But it is not out of the historical average at this point, at least from where I sit. You know, the other thing that I should note here, and we'll talk about this later, but the other thing to note driving pricing is that claims experience is maturing. Carriers are paying claims. They are thinking about claims in a very real way when they are setting premiums now, and also when they're choosing which deals they want to offer terms on. We've seen a number of carriers, you know, retrench from some of the more traditionally difficult areas to get insured. We have slides on this later. But in general, you know, the market trend has been that the carriers have more opportunity on their side to pick and choose their deals. That pushes prices up and pushes terms to be somewhat more conservative.
What about, Andrew, let me give a question on that. What about size of deals? You talk about a $100 million transaction, a $10 million mm-hmm. policy. What are you seeing as the bottom limit, that the minimum size that insurers are doing right now?
Yeah, this is, again, fluctuating based on the level of demand in the market. But one of the dynamics we're running into is that the sheer volume of deals is crowding out appetite for smaller transactions, simply because insurers will look at it and think, gosh, I could do the same fundamental amount of work for you know, a larger deal where a larger premium spend will be incurred as I would do on this deal. But That said, at least, again, from where we sit at Willis, we do see a robust market, you know, still existing for lower middle market transactions, you know, for $50 million, you know, down into the, you know, even $10 and $20 million transaction range. The big caveat is always that costs will stop scaling down for the parties at a certain point. Generally speaking, I would say that the minimum spend for a rep and warranty policy is going to be at least $250,000 and maybe higher than that in the current market. You know, so that makes the economics look a lot less attractive and a lot less viable at the lowest end of the lower middle market, I think. But at least, again, from what we see, you know, we still see that as proving to be fairly viable on sort of the $40, $50, $60 million deals, you know, even $30, $35 million deals that we see quite a bit of, at least in our practice. So it's the lower middle market is definitely experiencing the pressure in a particular way. But at the same time, you know, buyers really should be aware, deal parties really should be aware that it is still entirely viable, but it's something that requires a bit more thought and planning and potentially budgeting.
Yeah, and are you still seeing, is the structure still, it's 1 point for 18 months stepping down to half a point, it's 12, or has that changed?
Yeah, that really has been stable for some time, and despite all the other changes in the market or fluctuations in the market, that has not moved a tremendous amount. We may see some movement there, but by and large, 1% as the policy deductible is a prevailing number that, you know, still exists down to about a $25 million valuation.